The note Sheila left me was short and sweet. Love you always, S. She hadn't come back to bed. There'd been silence until I heard her slip out at around 5 in the morning. The time wasn't that odd. Sheila was an early riser. Sheila had told me once, and only once, that she was used to getting up early because of her years working on the farm. When I pressed her for details, she quickly clammed up. I was more confused by her behavior than worried. I showered and dressed. The photograph of my brother was in my desk drawer. I took it out and studied it for a long time. My mind whirled and danced, but coming through all that was one pretty basic thought. Ken had pulled it off. You may have been wondering what convinced me that he'd been dead all these years. Part of it, I confess, was old-fashioned intuition mixed with blind hope. I loved my brother, and I knew him. Ken was not perfect. Ken was quick to anger and thrived on confrontation. Ken was mixed up in something bad. But Ken was not a murderer. I was sure of that. But there was more to the Klein family theory than this bizarre faith. What possible motive could there have been for killing Julie? How come he never contacted us during the past 11 years? Why was he so on edge when he came home for that final visit? Why did he tell me that he was in danger? And why, looking back on it, didn't I push him to tell me more? But most damaging, or encouraging, depending on your viewpoint, was the blood found at the scene. Some of it belonged to Ken.